Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I just was calling to find out some information about something I received in the mail. I have a reservation code.
Perfect. What is that number?
2311-0801-0046-7236.
7236. Okay, let me pull your information up. And I have ABA Designs.
Yes, of the Palm Beaches.
Yes, okay, that's what I have. And let me see here. I'm showing a Richard Weichel.
It's my husband.
Okay. Perfect. And what was your name?
My name is Janie. I'm Keith's wife, Richard Keith's wife.
Okay. I'm sorry, your name again?
Janie, J-A-N-N-I-E.
Okay, Janie.
And who am I speaking to?
My name's Nicole.
Okay. I just kind of wanted to find out a little bit about what my reservation means or what is being offered, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then the number you're calling from, is that the business line or is that a cell phone?
Yes. Yes.
It's the business line?
561-272-0494, yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And are you still at the 3677 23rd Avenue address?
Yes.
Okay. So what we had sent is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, what I really want to do is refinance. I have on deck, and it's extremely expensive, and I need to refinance it.
Okay. In terms of refinancing it, did you need additional financing as well?
Yes, I would like, yes.
Okay. And what would you be using the funds for?
Well, we'd be using it for capital, but also we're trying to work a cabinet, kitchen and bath cabinet company, and
okay.
We've done custom for 6 years, and
mm-hmm.
we're trying to expand our line into doing also the prefabricated. So we're trying
okay.
to maybe we'd like to have more advertising and
okay.
You know, be able to do more to get the new interest, have more public exposure for that.
Okay. So is it more so a like a retail store, or are you just
no,
doing the...
No, we're a manufacturer. We are custom. We do custom kitchens and baths.
Okay. But you're the manufacturer?
We make the boxes. We,
okay.
we order the doors. So, yeah.
Okay.
We have a showroom, and we have a shop in the back and offices. So it's...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Are you looking to get any equipment?
Not at this time.
Not right now. Okay. We also offer equipment financing,
too. What I really, really need to do is get rid of the on-deck because it's
okay.
so expensive.
Okay. What is the balance on that loan?
Well, I have a line of credit, and I have a term loan.
Okay.
And I've paid down, you know, it goes up. I've paid a lot of it off. I've paid down $25,814.42, but I still have
okay.
a balance of $33,684.67.
Okay. Well, and what was the original loan amount on that?
Well, they offered more money when I paid down 50% of the
mm-hmm.
first loan.
Yeah. Okay.
The original amount was $50,000.
Okay, got it.
And then
I
have a $50,000 line of credit, which...
$50,000?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, my total balance between what I owe for the term loan and the line of credit
mm-hmm.
is $79,942.18.
Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Well, it's we usually do between... $1 million and $1.3 million.
Okay. And are you on track to do less or more this year?
We're on track to do the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Do you have longer terms and lower interest rates available?
Well, what term were you given? What term did they give you?
Well, it's daily payments.
Okay.
It's on deck capital. The terms are, I pay $314.81 a day.
$300?
$314.81 a day, yes.
Okay.
For the loan.
But the term length they gave you, was it 1 year? Was it a year and a half? Was it less than a year? We do have options that go out to two and 3 years, by the way, and monthly, weekly, and daily paybacks. But I'm just trying to figure out what you have with them right now.
Hold on, and I will look at the original.
Okay.
We're paying a lot a month. I mean, we're paying like way too much. I just have
okay.
to come out of this
one. Is it overwhelming that it looks like you're paying about $6,500 a month, probably right around there?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then the line of credit?
Yeah, that's probably just for the one
then?
Loan.
Yeah, the line of credit I'm paying right now, like $1,900 a week for the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I got
it. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's like, it's eating up my, all right, let me just look at the original.
You're paying about $14,000 total right now a month.
Yeah. Well, okay. I wasn't paying that much before, but now the
yeah.
line. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just, it's ridiculous, and it's not sustainable. I've got to get out of it.
Okay.
All right, let me see. I'm looking at, a number of daily payments. Let's see. So a number of daily payments is 180. Yeah, 189. 180.
1481.
Yeah.
So okay. That's like 9 months.
Okay.
So that's pretty short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they have any feedback as to why they? Is that the only option they gave you was 9 months, or was there a reason that they only did the 9 months?
Well, this is what these companies do. They just, it's short-term loans. And it's,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that makes sense.
I have okay personal credit. It's not because
yeah.
of that.
Okay.
In fact, it's for this company, that was a good deal.
Okay. Well, we do have the longer terms. Based off the information you've given me, there shouldn't be an issue, getting that paid off and then
kind of,
stretching that out for you.
What, dear?
Oh, I mean, based off information you've given me, it shouldn't be an issue getting the longer term for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then by doing that, you would be, essentially lowering your payment, say, by at least half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we at least got you, if you're at 9, if we got you 18 months, we even have longer terms than that. But just using, that as an example, That would bring you from about $14,000 down to $7,000, which would free up a lot of extra capital for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you all have, what I really would like to do is have, I don't know how much you do lend, but I would like to have, I'd like to pay this off, but I would still like to have a line of credit.
Okay.
So, you know, it's, I mean, if they wouldn't offer me that, okay, but I would prefer to have, like right now I have $100,000 in, you know, that I borrowed.
Uh-huh.
But,
you would prefer to keep their line of credit, is that what you're saying?
Well, I like to have a line of credit. Yes, it's very helpful to have a line of credit.
Yeah.
So if I could pay off the balance that I owe them, have you all ever paid off on deck before?
Yes.
On deck?
We pay them off all the time.
Okay, because they're the biggest. They're one of the biggest pay-every-day lenders.
Yeah.
So on deck, and I think the other one is, what was the name of that other company? Anyway. There's two of them that are very big, and they're one of them. So, and they've been very nice and everything. I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with them. It's just too expensive.
Right.
I can't continue.
But do you want to keep their line of credit open, the one that they issued you? Or did you want to pay it off?
Better, you know.
Well, what we can do is it's the loan that we would give you is going to be a longer term, we'd pay off your balances, and then you'd have, say, a weekly payment maybe, possibly monthly. The monthly is newer, so not everyone will qualify for that. But, you know, you may get approved for a weekly and a daily, and we can give you the option. You may get a two-year loan. You know, I'm not sure because I haven't really seen anything. But and we do offer small lines of credit, but we usually offer them once we've established a relationship with a business and have done, you know, a little bit of business with them.
Right.
In terms of keeping the line of credit you have with them, I'm not sure how that will work because they may want to pay off both balances or they may not view the line of credit as, you know, a daily type loan and may not require it to be paid off. So we would just have to see. But we can always request that for you if you wanted to keep it open.
Yeah, I mean, I like having the ability, but it's gotten expensive. I mean, I could take but I pay some of it down, and leave some. I don't know. How can you do that?
Well, if you wanted to use the funding from, say we pay off the other loan and then you're still going to net funds and you want to take some of that to pay it down, that would be up to you. In the case that we don't require it to be paid off, then, and say we just left that open, that would be up to you, whatever you want to do with that particular balance.
What are your parameters for lending? Like what would disqualify somebody from being able to get a loan?
Okay, so you would probably be disqualified if you have below a 500, but I have seen people with below 500 get approved.
Oh, you mean credit scores?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No,
if you have multiple negative ending balance months, that would be a concern.
Never had that.
Those are the main concerns.
Our months usually end up, I mean, we usually have like 10 to 15,000 or...
No, that's fine.
So, I've never had an NSF or anything like that.
Okay, good. So that's what we'll look at. We'll look at, you know, are you in a situation where you can pay this loan back? Are you currently paying the loan you have now? We'll look at, you know, the trends in, you know, the past few months. Has there been a decrease in revenues? If so, is there a reason? Is it seasonal? You know, those are kind of things we look at. Some industries we'll look at. They may be restricted, but yours is not. And so those are kind of the things that we look at.
Okay.
But
and
for what you're...
go ahead. Is there a prepayment penalty?
No, we offer discounts on all of our loans if you want to pay it off early. They'll vary. We have... you know, some that are 5%. We have some that go up to like 25%. Some we do a custom addendum where we can show you exactly, you know, if you paid off in this month, this is how much you'll save. You know, month 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they break it down to exactly how much you would save if you paid off.
Okay. And do you pull a hard credit pull?
We will. We'll pull Experian.
Okay. And do you pull it just on how you do it on the business and personal?
We will, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we just need to see if there's any red flags. You know, if there's $300,000 in tax liens that have not been paid, or yeah, so those are the things we're looking at. Child support, that's kind of a big one. Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay. Now, and
what was your time frame
about pulling my credit?
No, I mean, we really can't. I mean, I can give you a range of what we usually see, which is about 10 cents on the dollar. The highest would probably be around 30 cents on the dollar, anywhere in between. And again, it's going to come down to the strength of the bank statement, the credit, industry, that sort of thing.
Okay, but we don't have to go through the traditional thing like with the bank statements and all of that. I mean, not bank statements, tax returns and that sort of thing.
We will need to see at least the first page of a 2014 or 2015 tax return.
2014, I have 2014
That's fine.
Tax return because we haven't done it yet. It's due next month.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so 2014 tax return.
Yeah.
Personal and or just business?
Nope,
what?
Just business. All business, yeah.
Business, okay.
And then we'll look at 6 months of your business bank statements so that we can see the revenue.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to email that to you?
Yeah, that would be great. And
okay.
Thank you, Nicole. And how long does it take to get funding?
So we usually can have you approved within a day, and then we can have you funded within a day or two after that.
Okay. How does that work with OnDeck? Like, I don't want to have, like, double payments coming out.
Right. So, and we do this all the time. So we would just get a payoff letter. Pretty much we would get it on the day before or that day. And then, so we have the you know, most recent balance with them, and then we would just pay them off.
Okay. So if I decided to just, and well, based on what I told you about the money that the revenues.
Right.
What type of a loan could I get?
So I don't think it would be an issue getting, you know, something that goes out to 2 years. Maybe 2.5. I'm not sure. But, I mean, we do two-year loans all day long.
Okay. Well, we've been in business. I mean, we were in business for 25 years before we were in this business. We've been in this business since 2010.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean, that should be fine.
But I'm asking about the amount. I have $79,942.18 that is still outstanding to OnDeck. Between
right.
the two loans.
So it will just depend on whether they just want to pay off the one and leave the credit line open. Does that make sense?
All right. So
you could potentially get approved for about maybe 140, possibly. I mean, I haven't seen the bank statements yet, but
right.
you know, you could potentially get maybe around that amount. We will approve you for the max amount. You could decide how much you want to take.
Okay.
And then the same with the term length. We'll approve you for the longest term, and then you can choose what term length you want as well.
Okay. And how do I get back in touch with you?
So what I can do is I can send you an email with what we need. And all my contact info will be on there along with our one-page application.
Okay.
And then you can either email me back, give me a call if you have any questions. What is a good email for you?
It's A as an apple, B as in boy, A, designs with an S, at live.com.
Okay. Is it, okay, ABA, like apple, boy, apple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
And with an S.
Okay. And then is it just your husband? Are you both part owner of the business?
He is the principal.
Okay. So on paper, he'll show as 100%?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I sign all the checks and handle.
Okay.
I would be the manager. He's always out selling. So
yeah.
I'm the one that's here paying the bills and doing this. So, yeah.
No problem.
Okay, great. I feel badly because I like On Deck. They've been very nice and what have you, but it's just, you know, it's not, I can't sustain it. It's just, you know, it's just too much, eating up too much of the cash flow. And I don't see any reason why I should keep something like this when I could do something better.
Right. So that's what we have. A lot of our clients, we usually will suggest they take a longer term because you can always pay it off early if you want to. But at least it gives you a cushion where, you know, you can make the payments and still run the business and not all of your money is being taken
out.
No,
it's crazy. It's just crazy what I've been paying. And, you know, that's keeping me from doing some of the things that I want to do right now. You know, like we have this new connection with these kitchens and people are buying them, but I don't have, other than just calling people that I've dealt with before, I don't have the extra cash to start new advertising campaigns and that sort of thing because I'm busy paying this loan. So if it frees up capital, the business is going to grow. It's going to be really a bonanza for us if I can really get these this loan down. I mean, that's an incredible amount of money that's going, you know, out the window.
Right.
So,
And
we're still able to pay it. That's the thing. I mean, we have never, like I said, no NSFs. You know, I've never had an NSF. I've never had any kind of, gone run aground of a balance or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to keep it that way.
Yeah.
I want to keep the cash flow, you know, going.
Okay. Perfect. Well, what I'll do is give me about 10 minutes and I will send this email out. And then if you have any questions, let me know. But yeah, as soon as we get the information back, we can usually have you approved within about a day.
Okay. And you guys, what do you do? Do you put the money in my account and I have to pay off On Deck? Or do you guys
No, we'll pay them. No, we'll pay them.
Okay. You pay them and then the balance just would go into my checking.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
And we go over that with you as well. So we'll just, before the funds are released, we just go over that with you. You know, this is how much is due to them, and then you will net the remainder. And so you have to okay it first.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I'm glad I talked to you, and I'll be looking for your email.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Nicole. Bye-bye
Thank
now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.